Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and we are happy to have you and you. Tell a friend and call a friend. Let them know the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We're always happy to have you, and our desire is to bring you the truth from the grassroots level. All listeners are calling in and sharing the biblical experience so we can grow thereby. Amen. The subject is No Jesus, No Church. No church, no Jesus Christ. No church, no Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you right now. And Lord, we ask you to bless this study, O God, and this show. O Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance upon all evil spirits. Bind them. Bind all the contacts, O God, of the devil, all those things that the enemy tried to bring. We come against all spirits of confusion, of jealousy, of strife. O Lord, in the name of Jesus, loose the mind of the callers and the people that are here. O God, loose the minds, O God, to give them a peace of mind. O Lord, according to the scripture, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And Lord, we command, and we through your spirit in agreement, give them a sound mind. God, we rebuke all fear, all doubt, all confusion, all soothsayers and sorcery and backbiters and haters and liars. Oh God, that healing can come forth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we appeal to your scripture in the book of Matthew's, in 18 chapter, 18 to 19 verses. You say, where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. Oh Lord, where we agree in heaven, be agreed on earth. And Lord, we ask through your word and through your Holy Spirit, now in the name of Jesus Christ, God, to bless the mothers, bless the fathers, bless the grandparents. Oh God, the grandchildren, or the orphan and the widows, in the name of Jesus Christ, those that are incarcerated, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, give them peace of mind. And God, bring healing and salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. And, oh, God, we thank you. Lord, and that for all the listeners who today and tonight, wherever you might be able to view this program, amen. And we're looking at the scriptures, as always. We start off with a base scripture, then we have many more that will follow. Amen. And how this program normally works, those of you that calls in after we set the foundation and the basis of the scripture, we be asking, amen, if you want to express yourself. We do not give the name. We do not give your name. We just give the area code and last four digits of your telephone number. But if you want to give your first name, you can. It's up to you, because this program is being pre-recorded and can be listening. Amen. Can be listened again through studies and your own private time on your computer. Amen. You can also go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org, and go to media section. Amen. You can view through our website. Amen. You can see that we are live streaming. Amen. On Sunday mornings. Amen. We're on Facebook as well. And at the bottom of the page, amen, you can feel free to donate any way you desire. Amen. But here at this time, at this place, God has touched your heart and your mind. You're here, amen, and joining us in the studio. And we're discussing a very popular subject, amen, no church, no Jesus. And sometimes people overlook that because of they feel that they were saved through their parents, saved through their cousins, Amen. But this is an individual journey. Each person has to choose on their own. And the Bible said that whosoever will, let him come. First we hear the gospel, you hear the message, then once you have heard the message, amen. And we're looking at Matthew's gospel, amen, concerning the Messiah. Amen. Matthew was a publican, one of Jesus' disciples, and he composed of uncertain time, probably in the early A.D. 50s and the latter part of the A.D. 70s. The content of Matthew's was beginning with the royal genealogy from Abraham to David. It tells the story of Jesus' birth, preceded by the temptation and baptism, as fulfilled through the Sermon on the Mount, specializing in the teaching in the Sermon on the Mount, amen, of Jesus during the Mount of Olives. And we want to pick it up. We want to pick up this chapter in the book of Matthews. We're going to read the scriptures, then we're going to go to the phone lines. Amen. The 16th chapter of Matthews. And we're going to pick it up at the 13th verse, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I am, the Son of Man am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and some Jeremias, and one of the other prophets." And he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loosen on earth shall be loosened in heaven." God had given unto men, his disciples, that he had trained for 3.5 years, hands-on, personal accounts with, day in and day out. Amen, walking with them and talking with them. Amen, and he gave it unto men, trained men that followed him first. They followed him, amen. They became the disciples, amen, and after later on they become the apostles, amen. And God gave them an instruction and authority, amen, to open up his way of salvation. Through the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Jesus Christ, he is the Christ, he is the Messiah. And Matthew's, he himself is, brought that forth in his writings, amen. And what the point that we want to look at, amen, in this study, amen, that there are many, many groups out there. Jesus said that in the book of Matthew's. Amen. In these last days, there are going to be many, many teachers, many false teachers, amen, come to deceive the world. And some are saying that, you know, don't worry about it. God not going to hurt you. God not going to destroy you. You know, may God love, and love won't hurt itself. Love won't hurt his finger and his toe, and all kind of different examples they were giving. Amen. But you notice, these groups come from some place, and they always fight, amen. They fight against the Trinity, amen, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. They fight against, amen, the person of Jesus Christ, amen. They fight against the gospel message, the message of salvation, and their whole agenda, amen. These whole agendas, amen, they're denying the deity of Christ, the humanitism of Jesus, his sin, that he was a sinner. They're saying that no man can live unless Amen. Everybody was born in sin. And this back and forth, back and forth. And they fight against the scripture. You fight against the true scripture, the true translations. Amen. You hear me all the time, and sometimes I lead off with the type of Bibles and scriptures, amen, that I be reading from and what books I be reading from. Amen. And because if you do not believe the scripture, if you do not believe the word of God, amen, how can you say that you are a Christian? And if you don't have a place, every place, everybody has a place that they go, you for living, for assembly, amen, for an entertainment, some type of building, some type of a gathering. And when you go into that place, many times when you go into a place of assembly, and it can be entertainment, and you can feel the energy in that place. Amen. You can feel also the denial. You can feel the frustration in there. Amen. Wherever you go, when people are gathering under one mind, amen, there's a spirit, amen, that goes around in there. And if it's joy, if it's peace, hate, whatever it is, people assemble themselves. And Jesus, he saved people. And when people assemble, when his call-out believers assemble themselves, when we come together, amen, into a place, amen, God want to be recognized. And Paul said many times, amen, and Corinthians had a bad problem with respecting the tabernacle of God. And wherever, whatever the place may be, amen, you have to respect the tabernacle of God. When men and women of God come together, not only that, in your home, in your place, there are rules and regulations on your job. Amen. So without Christ in your life, amen, when you go to any assembly, you will not respect him. You will not respect him. Those that have Jesus Christ, been born again in their life, amen, when they come together, they show love. That's why Jesus said, where two or three come together in my name, amen. And when God still want a place that he can call home for assembly-wise, amen. The cults have it. They have big domes and temples that they build for Satan, amen. And they have big ballparks and dance halls. And God have a place, too. God have a place, too. He has a physical building. And we have to respect his place. We have to love his place. Amen. But the enemy wanted to deny and fight anything that God, amen, get love and respect and give you a place to go. The enemy want to fight against it. So there are so many avenues we can go in this, and that's why we try to address and respect each other. And we begin to talk about the church, and we talk about Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. He is the Messiah. He is our Savior. Amen. And we like to hear what you have to say in these latter days, in these times. Amen. The enemy is deceiving people. The eyes are blinded. Because if the eyes was open, amen, to the ark like Noah, people was knocking down the ark. It was built when the flood began to come and the rain, and they saw, amen, a place of refuge. They saw a place. God had closed the door. God has closed the door. Amen. So when for the time, amen, the church doors are closed. The physical tabernacle and the Spirit of God snatch everyone out. Amen. It's time to get right with God. It's time. Amen. You can see the signs all over the world. Everything is happening all over the world. Amen. And these are warning signs, warning signs. God still lives. We're attacking each other, but we can't attack. Amen. The work of God through his Son, Jesus Christ. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines, and we are looking in the studio now, and we have 561, last four digits, 4556.
Open this.
God bless you.
Open it up. I'm on the phone. I'm a pastor. just a minute. Praise the Lord. How you doing?
All right. God bless you.
All right, all right. I was in the middle of helping someone find their keys out in their locked car. So let me give you this. May the Lord bless each and every one on the line. The Lord gave me this today. A wise husband will wear his love for his God and wife around his heart proudly as a gold chain. A wicked one will wear his wife down inwardly and turn the love of ordained ordained union into an open shame. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless you.
I apologize. I was a little distracted tonight, but God bless y'all.
God bless you. Good to have you. Amen. We accept every song, poem, amen, saying, amen, because the Bible says that, amen, every laughter is good like medicine. Amen. Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart is good like medicine. Amen. So there ain't nothing wrong. We get a little medicine every now and then. Amen. We thank God, and we're talking about, we have another caller, 954, last four digits, 4427.
Good evening, Bishop. Praise God for the broadcast. I just wanted to add in here that in the first book of John, the word of God says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Bishop, we are to be imitators of Christ. And in being imitators of Christ, we are thus imitating God, for Christ imitated God. And whenever we come together, Christ is the church. And when we are imitating Christ, we are the church. And Christ be in us as we are in him. So anytime two or three of us come together and we are witnessing the gospel to one another, we are having church. We become the church. The church is like in Jesus' day was not four walls, but it was mobile. Jesus had the first mobile ministry, and that ministry went in the highways and the hilltops and everywhere it could to spread the good news of the gospel. And that's the way we are today. With Christ in us, we carry the church everywhere we go. And by speaking the words of the gospel, we are having church everywhere we go. That's what I just want to add in tonight.
All right. As always, we thank God for the input. Amen. And we thank God for the love and the insight. Amen. Because God reminded us where two or three come together in our name. Amen. In his name. Amen. In his name. And those that believe in him. Amen. That's why we come. There are many coming together, but they're not coming together. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, believing in him. Amen. So that's very important. We have to, the day and time, you have to be very, very careful. People are coming together. When they get together, they talk about everything but Jesus Christ. God bless you. Amen. All right, we're moving right along. Amen. In the studio. Amen. We're moving right along, and we thank God for you. And those of you that's new, amen, to the broadcast, we push 1 on your phone, and the technician will type you in. Amen. And we give you an open line to express yourself. Amen. On the topic, you have a vision, a dream, or if you just want to listen, but it might be something that, especially those that are young in Christ, maybe something that happened, amen, and maybe the building that you was in. There's so much chaos today, amen, in the environment. People are losing their tabernacle. They are losing the clergymen. They are disbursement is happening, schisms are happening, and the enemy have told you, amen, some kind of lie or confusion, and you feel you've been hurt, and you feel that's it, but you must remember, we need one another. We need one another. All right, we go to the phone line. You can push one on your phone, and what insight that you might have, or what have you seen and heard? Maybe God has drawn you out of some problems and situation about assemblies, you know, amen. And you have to remember, you always, if you think there's there, all right, 954-4427.
Yes, Bishop. You know, the word speaks out again to tell us that if any of us lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all liberty and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with not doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Here we go. When we are speaking the scripture and speaking the word of God, we can ask and depend upon the Holy Spirit to give us the wisdom to guide us as we discuss the scriptures. Constantly coming together, the Holy Spirit said he's faithful, that he will be amongst us anytime two or three of us come together, and we're discussing the word of God. The Holy Spirit is faithful to come in there and to steer that conversation and make sure that conversation stay anointed with the guidance of the Lord in it, that it's not just chattel, but it's organized when it's going to have reason and meaning, so that the hearers of it will benefit from it and receive the word of God, that their lives would be, their faith would increase in the Lord. So this is what we have to do. The Holy Spirit is always there to aid us. Anytime that we are discussing the word of God, the Holy Spirit is faithful to be there to help us with it. He was there for Jesus when he was in the wilderness. Jesus did not face the enemy by himself. He said, thus says the Lord, but the Holy Spirit was there to encourage him and to stand with him. And he does the same thing today with us. He's there for us to help us, and that we don't have to go against him alone. You know, the enemy is the prince of the airway, and he's pretty tricky. He tricked Adam and Eve, and he could do the same to us today if we try to go up against him by ourselves. Only the word of God and the word of God alone is able to stand against the enemy.
All right. Very good as well. As always, amen, we need each other. We need each other. Do you say, by this you should know that they are mine, when we have love one for another. Love one for another. Amen. The Apostle Paul was the one. Amen. He had every right, every talent, every skill to start his own, amen, direction. But when he met Jesus on the highway, and the Holy Spirit, amen, and through the light, Paul said, it was a wonderful light, and there was many around him that heard, amen. And he said, who art thou? Amen. So God is still directing things through his Spirit here. The church is still alive through the book of Acts. We're living in the church age. All right. We're moving right along. Amen. You push one on your phone. We want to make sure. A lot of time we run out of time. Amen. And we want everybody to be able to share and to give their statements. And it's good to have confessions. Amen. Repentance, I believe, is one of the doctrines that, I mean, you'll learn to love it once you continue to live for God. And the Lord begin to open up your eyes and minds, amen, concerning his work. Area code 305-4271. Area code 305 4271. Amen. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor.
I was just wondering, could you hear me?
Yes,
we are rejoicing today for what we're hearing. Amen. This is one of the less talked about, but I think it's the most important. You said, no church, no Jesus. How did you say that?
Yeah, sir. That's right. No
what
church.
What was the subject? No church, no Jesus.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm just trying to get it right. Now, I heard something. I don't know, was the Lord preparing me for this block talk? But then he has his way of getting your attention. Now I was going to sleep the other night.
Mm-hmm.
It was the day Thursday. Let's see, that must have been Tuesday night. And you know when you're just about to fall in that zone, you know where things start getting good and comfortable. I heard the Lord say, "Antiquated power." Mm-hmm. I had never heard of that before. I don't know nothing about antiquated power. So I start checking it out. I start asking, what's the definition? Somebody say, well, what is, where you get that from? I said, I don't know. I just heard it. And so I kind of zeroed in on it. And so I happened to look in the book of Hebrews chapter 8. And from 8, 9, 10 on around up through 11, it talks about this. And I think this is good for no church, no Jesus, because we're living in a time that we have to grow. We have to stock up. Like the early church used to say all the time, get all you can all you get. See, because the days are evil and trouble is all around us. And it is true, the thief coming. And we are dealing with the thief. I'm talking about the master thief. And he's trying to stop us. But now, just as it being said, that love that's between us, he can't stand that, see. You want to see a mad devil, just love your brother like the Lord recommended. And so this is what it is. Antiquated power is that power that used to work and has become old. It's deemed old and it becomes obsolete. And that's what happened in the old days from Israel to the time that Jesus came and he what died and what made himself he's the anointed one over the church. He's head of the church. And so what he did, he brought us together so that we would love one another. Amen. And this is why I didn't know about it, but then the Spirit said to me, you know why so many churches seem to be failing and so many people seem to be turning away? Because the Lord said it would happen. But then, just as you said, Jesus wants us to what? Improve in our love. Amen.
Yes, sir.
He wants to be so loving until we be like, before you get up on us, we can smell the sweetness, if I can put it that way. And that's what gonna help us in the world stand in these days of slick talking and all this stuff going on and all this money handling and people promising you heaven, and you got to pay, amen, for the promise. All this stuff going on. And what the Lord said, if you love one another, you can grow in his divine nature. Amen. You can overcome. And this is why I understand now why you said no church. Because up in church, if you fight one another, you argue with one another, you talk about it, if something always going on, he says, now you take heed lest you divide one another. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So love is what going to help us to stand through these trying times. I don't care where you're from, you got to get rid of that attitude. You got to get what? Exhibit some gratitude, put a smile on your face. I saw a lady one day, it blew my mind. I saw a lady crying. You hear what I'm saying? Big tears running down her face, but she had the biggest smile on her face. And she said, I still love her. I said, my God, have mercy, look at that. So that's what I want to say, Bishop. We have to move in him. When you hear the preacher, do like they did in the book of Acts, they heard the preacher and they went home and searched the scripture. I want to know,
yes,
not that he learned, but I want to know for myself, Lord, what you got to say about what that preacher said. You get what I'm saying? And then
we are
able to stand, amen, through these difficult times. Thank you, Bishop. That's what I want to say.
Yes, sir. God bless you. You calling out some chapters. Well, you know the Holy Spirit, when we come together, the Holy Spirit be done guided me in the Hebrews. You talking about Hebrews. Amen. Amen. And, Hebrews 6 says, let us leave the principle of the doctrine of Christ and go on to perfection.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works.
Yeah.
Amen. And you towards faith, towards God, faith towards God. Amen. We live Habakkuk says, the just shall live by his faith. Amen.
Yes, sir.
All right,
we got another
one in the studio. Amen. And God bless you, doctor. You know, things get fired up around here. Amen. 954-0500. God bless you. God bless you. 954-0500. You're on air. All right. I think we lost our caller. Amen. We go right ahead. Okay. All right. We're going to have to try that number again. Amen. 954-0500. Amen. Our technician. Amen. Sounds like we lost the caller, but amen. Love of God, love of God, amen. Apostle John said, love cover James. All right, we have the caller. All right, technician, we're going to have to move on. We can't. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sin. In the book of Hebrews, amen, talks about let us leave, amen, let's go on to perfection. We got to grow. We have to grow. Hebrews 6:2 says, of the doctrine of baptism, of laying on of hands, on the resurrection of the dead, of the eternal judgment, amen. And this will do, if God permit, amen, the doctrines. We should know the doctrines of the teachings of Jesus. Know the teachings. Amen. And once we learn the teachings and know the teachings of Jesus, amen, we shouldn't have to be turning around repenting all the time. Amen. And like Peter said, Lord, how often, amen, if I can use an example, how often, Lord, can I have to tell Judas to stop stealing the money? You know, that's one of the biggest crises, amen, embezzlement in the church. Amen. How often, Lord, I got to go to Judas and, amen, have him recount again. Amen. And Jesus would say, you know, you got to tell, you know, you got to keep forgiving him. Keep forgiving him. And how often the men around Jesus, they weren't perfect men. Amen. But Jesus was teaching us how to strive on. Unforgiveness, we can't grow. We can't grow dealing with unforgiveness. Jealousy. Oh, God, we can't grow. We have that in our heart. Amen. We have to go on, and this is what the church is all about. We're still living here. Amen. We're still on this side of heaven, brethren. We're still here. Amen. We have our problems and, amen, our physical situations. And the Bible speaks of in the book of Revelation, whosoever will, let him come. And the world is full of occult groups now, all different type of hate groups. Amen. And the teaching, amen, against God, the Father, the Creator, all is paramount. Amen. The teaching against the Holy Spirit, amen. The teaching against the Son of God, amen. And now, even now, the teaching against, amen, the person of Christ, the person of Christ. And you can tell those that say they are, but the fruits of how they live and how they love, amen, this selfish situation now, it's all about self, amen. That's a spirit, that's one of Satan's deep toolbox, jealousy and self. Amen. He was all in himself. And that's why he got evicted from heaven. He was going to do this. We want this. Nobody respected him. You find that. Pastors, if God haven't called a pastor, amen, they get burnt out. Amen. So much hate going on. And the last day, the Bible said the love, amen, going to grow cold because of sin. And we have all these hate groups. We have all these different leaders now, and the real love, brethren, the real place of living, those of us that have been born again, we got dual citizenship. And you have to look at the world that you have to do your job being a witness and talk about Jesus and talk about, amen, try to make a change in your community, amen, by the way you live, by the way you walk. And don't let the enemy discourage you about things that are happening and what you see and all that. Habakkuk was the one of God's minor prophets, Habakkuk. God was showing him all the evil, things that are happening. God told Habakkuk, I want you to when you see the vision, write it down. Make it plain. Make it plain. All right, we're still in the studio. Amen. As always, you can push one on your phone. And when you push one on your phone, we'll give you the area code, your area code, and the last four digits of your number. And we're back again. 954-4427.
Amen, Bishop. I'm reminded of what Paul told Timothy, that he wants to stir up the gifts that are deposited within him by the laying on of his hand, that he will stir up the gifts in Timothy. He was reminding Timothy that the word, the scripture have been put in you first by your grandmother Lourdes and your mother Eunice, and by the laying of his hands on him, that he will stir up those gifts. When we talk about the church, you've got to stay in assembly that you can learn of Christ. You can't learn of him if you do not go and assemble yourself with those who have the knowledge and know the scripture. You got to spend time in them. And when you spend time in them, this stuff, the scripture are deposited in you at an early age, so that as you grow, those scriptures will increase your faith. And at the time when the Holy Spirit comes, it can stir up that scripture that's in you, that will deposit in you at an early age. This is how you become Christ-like, and that you are depositing him in you so that you would have something to draw on. You know, it's like the bank. You know, you can't go to the bank and draw something out if you haven't put something in. And this is what you got to do. You got to keep assembling. And each time you're assembling, you're becoming the church. And that alone will increase your faith each time you assemble, so that when the time comes, the Holy Spirit has something to draw out of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. When you were speaking there about the Lord drawing things out of you, my mind fell back when we was in the wall. And we was all in this big, in the plane, and the enemy was shooting rockets, and the airplane was flying just high enough. Amen. I don't know if the pilot was trying to get us initiated, but anyway, when people started somewhere, somebody struck up a song called Amazing Grace, and all color nationalities, all of us caught on to that song. And some, you know, everybody had all kind of profanity, smoking or whatever. But that song looked like it drawed out of everybody. It's good to have Sunday school. It's good to listen, because you never know when the seed has been planted in people's lives. Amen. Very well taken. Amen. All right. You know, we're getting ready to turn the corner now. Those have been sitting back waiting. All right, we're going back to 954-0500. God bless you. Okay. All right, we thank God. Amen. We have some more callers. Amen. In the studio, we thank God for you being here. Amen. We want to go into prayer. After a while, we have so those that are sick, you know, in the very value of the church. And Jesus, the many things that he had done. Jesus not only talked about the kingdom of heaven, but he also came to undo the works of the devil. By him praying for the sick, amen. By him teaching all the apostles, amen, and how to undo the works of the enemy. Acts 10:38, saying how Jesus Christ of Nazareth was anointed with the Holy Ghost. And many of you that, you know, students of the Bible, how Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, and went about doing good. Now, doing good, brethren, that's a part of the gospel work, and healing all those who are oppressed of the devil. Many, many, many things that when you begin to grow in Christ, we did not have all this evil and sickness and disease and death until the garden, back in the garden, when man lost through Eve and Adam, the first human race, brought all of this chaos in, brought sin in. When sin came in, amen, all of these different things came in. So rebuking the devil, and the church have the authority to elders. Amen. Elders that there have been there before you. Amen. We used to laugh at the old men. They come in, they fall asleep on the pulpit. Amen. But when they come down to prayer, oh Lord, they can pray heaven open for you. Amen. And sometimes you can feel your bones. You barely can make it. Amen. Those that have been there before you, they know how to, elders know how to pray. Mothers them know how to pray. Amen. Put that oil on you and hug you, and amen. When they get through, amen, you'd be so glad. Sometimes you're glad they left, turn you loose. Amen. But you'd be also free in the spirit of mind of that love of God. Area code 305-4271. Go ahead, doctor.
Quick example. You said no church, no Jesus. And I never forget. I thank God for that subject, because experience I had. My wife and I went to the hospital to see a lady, and she's sitting in the middle of the floor. They had her propped up in a chair in the middle of the floor. She had tubes running out of her nose, or everywhere, tubes. And so I walked up to her. She said, "Well, I knew you was coming." I said, "Oh, you did?" She said, "Yeah." So she said, "I want you to pray for me." Now, we talking about no church, no Jesus. I told the lady, I said, "Listen, you want me to pray for it, but I'm going to tell you, I said, I don't know what the Lord will do for you. I said, I don't know what he'll do for you. I said, but I do know this. If I can get you to Jesus, you can ask him for what you want.
Yes.
And boy, a big grin comes on her face. I said, okay. I said, just ask the Lord to save you. Receive Christ and let him save you. And I said, then I'm going to leave you. Do you not know, Bishop? I took a 2 steps. My wife was standing right there. I took 2 steps to leave the hospital. And I heard the Spirit say, better. He said, better, better. So I said to my wife, I said, what did you say? She said, I didn't say anything. I said, well, I heard better 2 times. And so when I determined what was going on, I turned to her, I said, the Lord said you're going to get better. And I left her. Do you not know a day or so after that, they took all them tubes out and I later went home? So what I'm saying is, it's good to go to church. It's good to go in church. But it's better to get the church in you. Amen. Get your windows clean. Get your roof straightened out. Amen. At least start working on it. You got to become a carpenter just like Jesus. Start working on yourself. Amen. God ain't going to lead you. If you make mistakes or you're weak, you start listening to that word and start repenting and start, Lord, weak in you. You see what I'm saying? And the God will start working on you. And I'm going to tell you, you have some of the happiest days of your life. Amen. Even in sickness, there's no sickness that too great. They talk about cancer and all this kind of stuff. That's just a breath of God. God can take care of that. But you got to get in Christ. That's what we talk about. Get in Jesus. That's what I want to say, Bishop.
Amen. Amen. You were speaking there. I got a revelation. Amen. There's no sickness can stop God coming into a person's life.
None.
It's
none.
No power.
Nothing.
No power.
Nothing.
No power can stop him.
None. None.
Can call out and ask God, Lord,
right.
I forgive
That's
me
right.
of my sin and I accept you.
That's
God
right.
said, what's going on? Amen.
That's
the enemy
right.
got to let him go.
Got to let him go.
You got to let him go. Amen. Amen. Woo. Amen.
That's kind of warm, isn't it?
Amen. Thank you, Lord. I don't know who's listening, but I don't know what you're going through. Amen. But when you call on that name.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen. As sick as Paul was, all of them say he was this, he was that.
Yeah.
Amen. But he's running and praying for sick people. Isn't that
uh-huh.
a sick man?
uh-huh.
According to what they call sick. Amen.
Yeah.
Physically, but mentally and spiritually.
Yeah.
Amen. God is still in this. God is still there.
Still
all
there.
Right. All right. We got one more caller, then we're going to go into prayer. Amen. One more. We can take one more caller. We don't want to lose anybody. Amen. That was trying to say something. Amen. Because every little bit can. Amen. A little bit here, a little bit there. Someone can catch a revelation. Amen. No, regardless of who you are, I know all without witnessing. And one of the things I found out early, amen, in my walk with Christ, talking to other people, and the enemy had thrown up all kind of hindrance. And they said, well, evangelist, as soon as I get my car straight, as soon as I get my clothes, and they always have this excuse the enemy gives them. Well, I don't know nothing about church. I don't know, you know, I'm really ashamed to come in the assembly of people. I said, well, listen, God love you. And it was quoted many times in this program that the house of God should be oozing with love. Amen. People said, love of God, they can see the saints in the olden days, how the apostles come together and loving one another. Amen. Today, many years ago, people go around cleaning up the saints' house, cleaning up grandma's house and the widow's house, be glad to go over and show the love for one another. Amen. That love would draw people. Amen. All right. We better get into prayer now. And those that are sick physically and mentally, amen, regardless of whatever it is, amen. That's what Jesus brought. And I had some pastors overseas, and we talked back and forth and say, you know, the Hindus are coming and the Buddhists are coming. Amen. Satan worshipers are coming there. And we talked back and forth. Said, well, when we preach the gospel and we pray for people, amen, all them demons that the devil put on them by this other kind of worshiping, other kind of services, other kind of temples they go in full of demons and full of spirits, amen, to get all over them. And when they know Jesus Christ is a healer, amen, that's part of the message of the gospel. Jesus' concern about healing, amen, spiritually and physically. God can use you, amen. God is a healer. For those that are listening, maybe someone, amen, have want to accept Christ, someone that been have done things and they sorry about it, amen, repent. Tell God you're sorry. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Get him first into your life. Amen. He's personal. He's personal. All right, we're going to go to prayer now, as always. We're going to have someone can start off. We usually try to get about 3 or 4 prayers of the saints. Amen. To pray for those, amen, that physically going through. Amen. Some have been traumatized. Amen. Of the fires in other parts of the United States and other country floods and terrorism. Amen. Bankruptcy. Amen. People laying off the job. And, you know, you can't say like Peter, say, Lord, I never leave you. I never do this. Well, maybe you never had this to happen in these traumatized situations happen to you. Maybe you never had lose a loved one. Amen. Identity theft. Amen. Taking all the widow's monies and finance. Amen. We just here to put our arms around you to let you know God is still God. Amen. His ways is not like our ways. He specialized. He specialized in undoing the enemy's work. He specialized, amen, in open doors that close. Amen. He specialized. He owned the whole world. God can send people from Alaska, amen. He can send people, amen, from South America, North America, amen, to come right to your door. Mother, he can come there. Papa, he'll be right there with you, amen. Just don't limit him, amen, amen, amen. All right, we can go to a prayer. Just push one on your phone, amen, and God. And we're all agreeing, amen, that God will do a work on somebody's life in this study. Amen. God is going to work in somebody's life. Push one on your phone. Amen. And give us a 1 or 2 minute prayer. Amen. God bless you and God bless you wherever you might be. Amen. As we continue to go, believe in God. The Bible said, Habakkuk, all right, we have a caller, 954-4427. Go right ahead.
Father God, we thank you tonight for the broadcast. We come with open heart and our ears open, prepared, Father God, to hear and receive your Father God, receive your word. Father God, you say that you stand at the door and knock, and whoever will receive it, that you will come in and dine with him and sup with him. And Father God, you will be in him, and we be in you. Thank you, Father God, for the message tonight. We pray that it will strengthen our faith, increase our faith, that we, Father God, may grow stronger in the gospel and spread the good news in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. We thank God. Another caller, let's push 1 on your phone. Amen. The Bible said a mile for 2 or 3 witnesses. Amen. 305. 4271.
Dear Lord, we are grateful to tonight's broadcast. We ask you, especially for Bishop and his family, we pray, God, that you give us more volume, open the door for more, just pick up the phone and listen and hear what the Spirit is saying to Bishop and others, or the callers tonight. Bless the brother there in Fort Lauderdale. and the others that are listening. We pray, God, that you rest, oh God. Oh God, upbuild us tonight. Show us that you approve of what we are doing in the name of Jesus. And give us, oh God, that strength, amen, to make the journey. In Jesus' name we pray and give you the glory. Amen.
Amen. We can get one more. Amen. Caller. Amen. Just push one on your phone. Maybe you have a short prayer that you would like to pray for. Amen. Or either prayer requests. Amen. We thank God we're in the studio. All right. Go right ahead. 954-4485. All right. Amen. Father, we thank you, oh God, for all these callers, area code 954s and the 561s and the 773s. Amen. We thank you, Lord. Are you reaching out, oh God, touching of the airways? And we ask you to send your prosperity and break every yoke, amen, that are binding them, whatever environment, oh God, whatever principalities and powers trying to bind their community as well as their home. And Lord, we rebuke it through Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the agreement of the saints according to the scripture. You say where two or three come together, and we know, Lord, you come to undo the work. Amen. Undo the work of Satan. Undo the work, amen, that he's trying. And we know there's no weapon formed against us that will prosper. And God, we thank you for the salvation of those that are listening, the young babes in Christ, to hold on. Amen. You're better. You can make it. Amen. You can take it. Amen. Because God has none have been lost. According to St. John 17, Jesus said, Father, all you have given me, I have kept, and none is lost. Sometimes it looks inconvenient of us. We feel inconvenient. Amen. Of walking, and sometimes we have to bear the burdens of our brethren. Amen. But love and the strength of God. Jesus told the disciples, amen, don't rejoice because the devil, amen, is subject to us, but rejoice that your name is written down. Amen. So I thank God for all the callers. We ask to God bring a blessing to their heart. Amen. Their heart desires. In the Christ's name we pray. Amen. Father, we thank you. God bless you again and again. You can always go to the website. Amen. You can go to www.jciministries.org and review this broadcast and many more. Amen. You can put it on speaker. You can hear all the other subjects. Amen. That will help strengthen you. And you can, well, when you go to our website, you can push the media section. And you can go to also the Blog Talk Radio, amen, on your computer. But above all, again, amen, keep the faith. Keep the faith, amen. Not only that, but Habakkuk was saying that man should live by his faith. Whatever you believe in God, whatever strength you have learned from God, amen. We're hoping that these broadcasts are the building on, adding to, amen, giving you understanding and insight about the race of life that we're here. Amen. And you forget about yourself and reach out to others, and you'll find yourself. Amen. If you forget about you, amen, don't let the enemy pull you into being about you. It's all about you. Amen. Let it be about Christ in you. And when you reach out to your brother, amen, you'll find life, and you will save your brother and save you. Amen. Love will cover a multitude of sin. Look on the brighter side. Jesus still lives. Brethren, he still lives. God is still here. Amen. And we thank God. The wind blowing and the sparrows are still singing. Amen. That means he still lives. God bless you. We love you. Till the next time, amen. Say love to your brother. Be love to your brother. and you'll find him. Amen. Love is more powerful than evil any day. God bless you. Bishop Poole, saying we love you. God bless you.